Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, all my darling orgasmic geniuses out there. This is Dr. Lisa with Orgasmic Living Radio. You're gathered here today to delve deeply into all things orgasmic. What's orgasmic living? Who's Dr. Lisa? I guess I'll tell you a couple things and then we'll get started. Orgasmic living is the art of living in the moment, in the present, using the power of our sensual and sexual energy to make love to every aspect of our lives. My motto is, my job is a professional love coach, life coach, and I really pride myself on creating better lovers. That's either better lovers of ourselves, better lovers of one another, and really, truly, for me, better lovers of our lives and our lives and life experiences. I am Dr. Lisa, Dr. Lisa Orgasm on Facebook, or just Dr. Lisa. You can find me a couple ways there, and Twitter. Am a Harvard-trained PhD in urban planning, a certified life coach, and I've been doing life coaching for about 12 years. Really helping folks transform their lives and get to be able to live in an empowered, self-empowered way. Orgasmic living really came into existence in the last year or so, where I've transformed my brand to be really more centered on metaphysics, sensuality, sexuality, love relationships, law of attraction, manifestation, those kinds of things. Because I feel like when we have control of our greatest human drive as adults, which is really our sex drive, and are able to apply that energy, and now energy is energy, it exists and it is accessible to us at all times, but when we're able to harness that energy and focus that energy around something so familiar as a desire to be with someone in love and in a sexual manner, we're able to really tap into probably the greatest power we have in order to create the lives that we want. And we're here on this earth, on this planet, in order to create that life that we desire. We came here with a purpose, and we came here with a desire to experience the world and to experience one another. And so, the wires get crossed pretty early on in life for many of us, and we lose track of that. And so orgasmic living is about helping people reconnect to themselves, get there, be live and present in their own lives. And so I think today we're going to talk really about being present. My goal is to have a new guest each week for us, people who I encounter, people who I attract into my life. And who really appear to me and who I know are living an orgasmic life. They're really living deeply and purposefully and really living in the present, not holding back from this life experience, really going for it. And I want to share their perspectives with you, have good conversations with them, bring you all in for good conversations as well. To live and learn and love. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. So anyway, Dr. Lisa is that person, but I also come, I guess, with a history like we all do, right? It was funny, I was at the CES show, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's the most, I think the largest consumer electronics show in the world. It definitely takes over Las Vegas during that second week of January. I've been a couple times. I went this time to spend some time with friends and hang out in a sort of pre-birthday celebration. My birthday was last week. And had a great time, and I went to some good parties at that event. And it was funny. I was meeting new people at the party, and I met a gentleman who I found out later is quite a tycoon, just very understated and kind and interesting and interested person he presented himself, but evidently he owned like five software companies. I didn't know that at the time. But anyway, this guy was really curious when I said, I'm a love coach. He said, oh my God, we need more people like you to teach people how to love, because I think we don't really know how, don't understand how to do that now, as humans and as adults. We get so disconnected from that. And so he asked me, was I one of those people who had a checkered past and now was, bringing those lessons from that checkered history? And I said, no, I wasn't necessarily a bad girl. I certainly wasn't, like, as a kid, not a bad girl at all. I was kind of, I'm a Capricorn, so we kind of reverse age. So you start out old as a kid and turn younger and younger, which is good news for me because I just turned 45. So I'm going the other way now. I figure I'm at sort of a midpoint now and can look forward to getting younger and younger. But I said, no, that wasn't really my upbringing. I always was sort of this person who friends, in particular friends and family members, but really friends came to as a source of wisdom and for advice and guidance. And I think I just have always sort of been that person to sort of have a reasonable perspective on stuff. So I wasn't myself that wild of a person as a kid. And even as a young adult, I was sort of serially in relationships. I didn't actually start dating or having sex, let's get right to it, until I was 19. So I had friends, and I had a lot of guy friends. I still always have male friends around who are friends. But, once I started and really delved into that dating and relationship and sex pool, I've always sort of been with someone. I'm never single for long, I'll just say that. Which is both good and bad, I think. It's been, both good to have sort of stability around relationships, and bad because I'm not really out there dating hundreds of people. I sort of find the good one and stick with that one until it's not working anymore, and then move on to the next one. After a little, very usually pretty short hiatus. So that's that part of my background. But I think from an early age, I have always been, relatively comfortable sexually. It's not ever been anything I had a particular hang up about. I mean, I remember being 18 or 19 and still a virgin and just like upset about it. I was already in college, and people around me, even though I think my roommates came into college virginal as well, they didn't stay that way very long. And I still, I went through my whole freshman year in that state. A state I wish I could go back to occasionally, but not really. Sex is too much fun. And I remember talking to my dad probably in the spring quarter of my freshman year, like, is it ever going to happen? Is it ever going to happen? And he's like, of course it's going to happen. And so even with my parents, I felt pretty open to talk to them about how I felt about it. And then once it started, I was on the roll. It's like, yay, this is a pretty fun activity. I enjoy it. So relationships are that for me. I am now married and divorced and, in a much better personal relationship with my ex than we ever had when we were married. We get along much better now, which I told him we would. He didn't believe me, but he believes me now. What else about me? So professionally, I got the PhD. I was a pretty organized kid and organized young adult. I had lists and things I could check off and that kind of stuff. And I think turning this corner of 45, I've decided to toss the list. I'm done with goal lists and sheets and checkoffs and to-dos. Maybe to-dos on a day-to-day basis when I've got a lot of stuff to do. But I'm kind of done with that because I've learned, and I guess this is the heart of what orgasmic living is for me. I've learned more about how the universe works and how it's always on my side and it's always on your side and it's always wanting to deliver to us what we want. And we don't have to say it over and over again. It hears you the first time. It's a matter of allowing the things that we want to come into our lives without contorting ourselves and without butting ourselves to death. I used to, when I was coaching people a couple of years ago, I came up with a little idea about how we speak our worlds and our lives into existence. And I said, you got to watch your butts with that. And they thought that was funny because they thought I was talking about the rear end, but I'm really talking about the butts in our language that prevent us from, prevent the universe, rather, from delivering to us what we want. And what by that I mean, we will contradict ourselves within the same breath. Oh, I really want a new house, but I'm never going to be able to gather a down payment, or my credit is too bad, or I'm never going to convince my wife or my husband to go in on this with me, or whatever. Whatever those things are that we say to ourselves, I really want to be in a relationship, but I've never had a good one, but I don't trust myself in relationships, but nobody likes me. I really want to have a lot of money. I really want to be wealthy and feel comfortable financially, but everyone in my family's poor and nobody knows how to, I never learned how to manage money, and money just comes and goes and never sticks. And so we can, we ask for these things from the universe and the universe immediately says yes to us, but, and there's the but, we turn ourselves around by saying again why that can't be. And the universe really doesn't actually hear our words, but it hears what we mean. And so when we throw those butts in, we're really throwing in our true beliefs around what's possible for us. So I say, very clearly to clients of mine to be careful with that, to really be careful with that. So if you're listening in, let me tell you, there is a guest call-in number. It's 347-857-3823. And so if you're interested, want to have a conversation, call in, you definitely can. I don't know. This is my very first show, and I didn't really tell anybody I was doing this. So if you don't call in this time, I'm sure over time we'll build a relationship and you will. So I'm just excited to be here with you. I'm talking about our lives and how we create it and how we are responsible for that and how that's such a blessing to us. People feel sometimes burdened by the idea of creating your own life experience and being responsible for that, but as opposed to having someone to point to say, well, you did this to me and my life's this way because of you. Really, the only person you can look at is yourself in the mirror and say that, good, bad, or ugly. That's really the bottom line and the truth of it. And ultimately, it's an incredibly powerful place to be, because it puts all the power in our own hands to create the life we want. And that means tailor-made to ourselves. And that's an ongoing process. There's never an end to that. There's never an end to, you never make it, quote unquote. Because life is really 99.9% journey, as far as I can figure out. You're on the path. You get to the new thing. You experience it. And then you want the next thing. Okay, that's great. That's my new normal. That's normal for me now. Now that I've done that, that's normal. Now I want something else. And that's beautiful. I think people have this idea. This is what I'm saying. I'm throwing out my goals list and those kinds of things. Because we have these ideas of when I get this, then I'll be happy. When I do this, then I'll be happy. And we miss that 99.9% of life that's taken place. That is the gorgeousness of life. That is the deliciousness of life. That is the amazing wealth of experiences and interactions that really is the thing that makes up your life. That's life. That is it. The journey is life. And so figuring out how to stay present there is a power, a superpower that can create a great deal more satisfaction in your life and in all of our lives. And so thinking about being present, for me, over the years, as I have increased my spiritual focus, increased my focus on universal laws, learning how those work, those kinds of things, and then working with clients to help them understand those things, I've come to understand how critical keeping your mind in the present moment is. And for years, I was a Buddhist, and that is the primary thing that Buddhism talks about, is being in the present moment, because that's where life is happening. 5 seconds ago, or 20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, when I started this show, is gone. That's gone. Now you can replay this episode 500 times. That would be fun if you did. But it's really over with. And the only place I am right now is at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Monday. And that moment's gone, and that moment's gone. So being able to say, I'm right here in this moment, I'm here in this moment, I'm here in this moment. Ooh, I just did that and I got tingles all over my body, just really centering myself in that idea of being here. Being here, being present, is a way to unlock your life for you and to unlock really and truly your orgasmic potential as well. I call everybody who's who follows me orgasmically, an orgasmic genius. First of all, because I love geniuses. I love to have the highest level of conversations I can have with people, the deepest level of intimacy I can have with people just in talking to them and being with them. And so for me, genius is about being able to have those kind of conversations and to be really focused on topics. I think I like to define genius as focus. The ability to focus. I think a lot of people define it that way. And so I love to call all my people geniuses. And so you guys are geniuses too if you're listening. Because it's so utterly powerful to me that we are able, as human beings, with control of our human minds, able to focus them so sharply and so deeply, if we bother to. Most of the time, we don't bother to. And there are lots and lots of things around us that drag us away from focus, drag us away from our focus. There are lots of like flashing lights. We've got these phones now that you can't walk down the street and you're staring at your phone instead of looking around at the world that you're actually present in. And I'm not even criticizing that. It just is what it is. I do it plenty. My phone and I are like this. But being present in this moment is really where the richness is. And if you make an analogy to a very outstanding lovemaking experience or sexual experience, you're definitely in the moment there. So again, of course, I'm going to bring it back to the orgasmic part of it to think about, to sort of try and clearly state the ideas behind this. But if you think about it, when you're in that sexual moment, you're not thinking about the groceries. Or if you're thinking about the groceries, you're not really in the sexual moment. So you can apply that kind of focus, that kind of genius level focus to any area of your life. And really watch it blossom as long as you are careful about watching your butts when you're doing it. So yeah, that's really the idea I'm thinking about right now, and wanting to share with you all this morning, this evening rather. I've been going since early morning. You have to excuse my voice a little bit. I've got a head cold that is coming to an end, fortunately. But it does have me a little extra nasally this morning, afternoon. Let's see. So thinking about more about orgasmic living. Orgasmic living really can bring out for you, and feel free to go visit my website, www.o-gasmicliving.com, or I think it actually goes either with or without the dash. So you can try it if you don't like typing dashes. OHGASMICLiving.com and check out the website if you're interested in learning more. I've got some freebies on there, a couple free books, free ebooks, and some audios up there as well. You can get to know me a little bit better before we get serious. But yeah, check out the website. A lot of fun there. But just thinking about orgasmic living. Further, I remember when I first was talking about the brand with friends and with my web designer and coach and other people, I really kept going back to this O, the O part of it. Like when you are in that sort of ecstatic state, like, oh, is how you feel. You just feel like, oh. And I like say, why don't you want that feeling all the time? Why don't you want that feeling in every part of your life to be like, oh, this food is delicious, instead of just wolfing it down and taking it in without noticing. Oh, the sunshine this morning, or this gorgeousness of this day. Oh, what a blessing. What a gorgeous thing. I'm going to be here present in this moment and just really appreciate it. Oh, my God, the sound of my child laughing, or the sound of a bird chirping, or the sound of nothing. Oh, my goodness, isn't this amazing? And this is life. This is when life is happening. Yeah, we want a mansion. We want a, I know I want a new Mercedes E350 Navy with a tan interior. I want that. My current Mercedes is fine, but I know that I want this new one. It's beautiful, and I've sat in, and I've thought about it, and I want it, and I'm going to get it. And being that, being able to feel that feeling of, oh, satisfaction of just knowing it, of just knowing what it is I want and going for it and getting it and watching it come to me, bringing that strength of focus and that strength of knowing that this is for you, that this is the thing for me, and having it come to you and having it satisfy you, even if, as I said, it's a temporary state of satisfaction. Because you get it, and that's your new thing. When I get that new Mercedes, that's just gonna be my new whip. That's gonna be my new whip. I'm gonna be driving it, and it's gonna be like, no, ain't no thing. So it's like the current one. I love it. I appreciate the car that I have. It's been great. It's really satisfied something in me to purchase it, to have it. But then my kid's in it, sticking the egg from his breakfast sandwich in the back pocket because he doesn't like egg whites. So it's a car too. It's not a completion of my life, but I can appreciate having it. I can enjoy driving it. I can clean the egg whites out of the back pocket too. And I can want the next thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. When you're having that intense sexual experience, like, I know for me, in the back of my head, I've sort of always held this for years and years, you know, as wonderful lovers as I've had in the past, and husband and all these people. Not all these people, don't exaggerate, but, you know, well, kind of all these people. Anyway. But when I've been in those experiences, they've been great. But at the same time, there's sometimes an idea in our minds of what that perfect experience is. And then when I finally got to that experience and was able to connect with somebody, with a partner at that level of both physical, emotional, spiritual, loving satisfaction, that became my new norm. I said, I know once that experience happened, I said to myself two things. First of all, I can never go back to other lovers I've had. Who, you know, hang around just in case something changes for me. But I can't go back because I know that those experiences, that's not an experience I would have with them. But I also got to know that this experience is now possible, and that's my new norm. I can't go back from that now that I've experienced it. And I think that's true in all aspects of our lives. Once you get to one point, you know, it's degrading to yourself, and I don't mean degrading in a traditional sense, but really degrading in terms of I know better to go back from to go back on that for yourself, really. So that being the case, let's think about how we can be present. I'm going to give us a little meditation to end the show today. I look forward to meeting with you again. I think we're going to bounce around a little bit to find the perfect day and time for this. I got lucky today because today's a holiday. So normally I'd be at my son's basketball practice right now. Although I might do the show in the car since I can do that. But anyway, we'll find the right spot. We'll find the right time for us. And in the meantime, let's do some work to settle ourselves, to get ourselves into an orgasmic meditative state. So, sit somewhere comfortably, lie down somewhere comfortably and take a deep breath in. And out. And repeat that 3 more times. In. And out. We've got 2 more. In. And out. 1 more. In. Feel yourself centered. And out. Your eyes can either be opened softly or closed gently at this moment. And continue with your breathing at your own pace. Breathe in fully. Fill your entire lungs. Hold it at the top if you can for a second or two, a beat or two, and then release that air from your lungs. And in this meditation, let's think, or let's set an intention to be present in the next day, in the next week, until we meet again. Let's stay present in our moment. And let's use our breath to bring us to that presence wherever we are. Let us not be afraid to claim our own lives, to be there for ourselves, to support ourselves in our quest for orgasmic living and personal development, self-empowerment, because that's why we are here. That's why we as human beings and every being on earth is here to express themselves. Human beings are contributing great amounts to the development of this earth, looking for the good in everything we can in this present moment, always turning our face toward the good and away from the things that bother us. Feeling confident in our value, taking deep breaths, pausing to appreciate the small and the large things that present themselves to us, and watching our lives blossom into the lives that we want for ourselves. Don't be afraid. Never fear judgment from others. Just be you. It's a process. I know for me it's been quite it's a many-year process to undo the learnings and the teachings and the expectations and the caring about what others think of you, of me, of you. To get to that place where we are fully connected to ourselves. So I thank you so greatly for listening. Remember, take down the call-in number for next time, 347-857-3823, and visit orgasmicliving.com on the web to connect to me. I hope to talk to you soon and look forward to connecting with you more. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.